Good morning. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director of the National Hurricane Center, with our 8 a.m. Eastern Time update on Hurricane Isaac. Central Time Zone at 7 a.m. and you're waking up to a very slow-moving Hurricane Isaac. Category 1 by the wind, maximum sustained winds at 80 miles per hour. It's wobbling inland. Last hour or so been nearly stationary, but we're expecting this very slow motion about 6 miles an hour off to the west-northwest or northwest to resume as the morning goes on, centered about 50 miles from New Orleans, off to the south-southwest there. And it's really, really dumping a tremendous amount of rain, producing a lot of storm surge in addition to the winds. We've been measuring some sustained winds near hurricane force at Lakefront Airport in New Orleans. Sustained winds about 50 miles an hour. The gusts, I'm sorry, up to about 70. So it's really blowing hard out there, and you know that's why we're going to see potentially some power outages that are become widespread and some structural damage, but not of the order that you would see in a major hurricane. But just because it is Category 1 and not producing as much wind as a Category 2 or 3 hurricane, the large size and the slow motion of the system are producing a significant couple of water hazards. First, the storm surge hazard, 6 to 12 feet of storm surge flooding above ground level. We're seeing values in those ranges. Coastal Mississippi, southeastern Louisiana, and the rainfall totals could exceed 7 to 14 inches in many places. Isolated spots could get 20 inches. That would apply to much of Louisiana, southern Mississippi, and southwestern Alabama. The rainfall totals are not just going to be confined to the coastal region, however. This slow motion we're forecasting to persist over the next day or two, and by Thursday night, early Friday morning, it might not have actually gotten north of Louisiana, the circulation center, yet. So it's going to take quite a while for this system to move through. If you are in places, for example, in eastern Louisiana, north of Lake Pontchartrain, or if you're in southwestern Mississippi, it's just beginning, and it's going to get worse as the day goes on. And if you are already receiving bad conditions, for example, in the New Orleans area or coastal Mississippi, the center hasn't even gone by you yet, and it's going to take till tonight for that to happen. So it's going to be a long day, a long night, and weather going into tomorrow before conditions would improve. So this is the time to be staying indoors, and if it's coming your way, you'll be out of flood-prone areas. Don't go out onto the roads in between any bands that you might be tempted to venture out, because the next one's going to be coming, and the inland flooding and people getting out in their cars, that's the way that a lot of people can get in trouble. Staying inside is the best advice. Eventually, as it moves farther inland, it will weaken. Right now, so much of the circulation is still over water. It's still tapping into the energy of the Gulf of Mexico. It hasn't spun down yet. A lot of the exposure is still coming from the ocean. So we're still measuring significant winds, and we think the maximum is still at 80. But eventually, as it moves northern, moves northward over Louisiana, it will weaken to a tropical storm, then to a depression on Friday, Thursday and Friday. And that will limit how far inland the strong winds extend, but it will not limit how far inland the heavy rains and the localized flooding could occur all the way up into places like Arkansas and Missouri. Another update in an hour, live from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp.